Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be cold as ice.
That's Christy McVeigh on vocals. That's Fleetwood Mac. And Lindsey Buckingham on the guitar there. That's some hot licks. If you ever get a chance to see Fleetwood Mac in concert, it's an amazing show. And I understand Christy McVeigh's back with a group now. She was out for a while. We heard them in Vegas a couple of years ago, and she was not with them in the tour. But I heard now that she's back with them. Everybody makes a big deal out of Stevie Nicks. She's out front, right? And a great songwriter, and there's no question that she's one of the greats of all time. But Christy McVeigh really, really adds so much to that band, and I'm glad she's back with them. We'll have to try to find them before she goes back home to England. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's just you and me. I want to continue talking about a little bit more about what I talked about earlier with the referrals. You know, folks, there are things that are new about selling because of the age of the customer. That's what I talk about in my new book. There are so many things that are new. One of the things is that customers don't have to wait on you and me to bring them information like they did years ago, decades ago, when I was selling as a young pup. Customers had to wait on me to show up. Me and all the other guys who had our kit bags and plied our wares around the marketplace, selling on commission, and they needed us to come by and tell them stuff, to bring them brochures and to explain what was going on, what was the next big thing, and how should they spend their money, and when should they time their acquisitions of different things, right? Machines and products, etc. But even in those days, when it was more acceptable to walk up in a cold call situation, knock on the door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" I never liked cold calling. I never liked it. But I did it. And it was more acceptable in those days. Today, as I said in the previous segment, cold calling is a fool's errand. Those things haven't changed. As much as customers allow you, as much as customers now are more in control of their acquisition process, their due diligence, their knowledge, their putting together the information that they need to help make a decision, differentiating between one vendor and another, getting pricing even, as much as they have control of that, that's the big change over the old days. But things that have not changed are the referral situation. There are some parts of selling that are still as powerful and have not changed really at all. In fact, if referrals have changed at all, if there's anything that having a referral, referrals have always been golden, but they're even more valuable now because it's so hard to get in to see people, right? That's the thing, that's what's different. That's one of the things that's different in the age of the customer. In the age of the seller, customers, people who would buy my stuff, they would wake up in the morning on the way to work. They would say, "Okay, I'm going to be, I'll probably talk to 5 or 6 vendors today," while they do their regular work. They knew they were going to be doing that. Nobody does that anymore. Nobody wakes up and says, "These different people will drop by on me today and I'll give them my time." Nobody does that anymore. So what would make them open their door? What would make somebody say, I'm going to let Jim Blasingame call on me today. I'm going to let him come and tell me about what he has to say. I'm going to give him some time to ask me questions, qualify me, and tell me about what he has on his mind. What would cause somebody to do that today? In the old days, I might have only had to knock on the door. Today, it's a lot different. And so what would make somebody say that? I'm going to let Jim come to see me. It's probably because I have either nurtured that relationship by meeting the person, by getting to know them without talking about business, by adding some value. Well, you've heard me talk about contribute first, contract second. By adding some value to the relationship, making them believe that it'd be okay. I won't waste their time, and I've earned the right to say, "Can I come by and visit with you for a minute?" Maybe that's it. I've done it on my own, organically. I've dug it out of the dirt. You know, we call that grinding in golf. It's called grinding. I've ground out a relationship, or maybe. When that person says, "I'm going to let Jim come by," maybe they don't really know me. But John, our mutual friend, said, "Hey, I'm going to have Jim Blasingame call you and set up an appointment. Would you give him 10 minutes of your time?" And because I think John is a cool dude, or Susan is a cool lady, and she or John or whoever tells me Jim Blasingame should be somebody I should visit with, I'll do it because they said so. That's a referral. That's the reason it's golden. That's the reason it can be money in the bank. Please think about it, folks. Focus on referrals. That part has not changed except to be more important than ever. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.